This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
I am your weekend morning friend, John Potter, and like always, I appreciate you showing up for Saturday morning local radio. I hope you, like me, are feeling the joy this Saturday. Even better, Saturday morning, that it feels like a long weekend to you. And simply put, thank you for listening, and I hope that you're having a wonderful day, and I hope wherever you are, you're keeping the cold out and your feet underneath you. Adding to Craig Swope's December to Remember weather forecast, it is, let's check the degrees out there, 35 degrees. And oh my God, what a day. What a day. There's some fog in the high elevations this morning, especially around Tahoe, freezing fog in some spots down here too. And December to Remember, it's been dry as a bone. Exactly like December 2024. Remember that? Huh? And car washes, they love this. I'm going today. Can anybody recommend a good car wash? Hey, Mr. Craig, how you doing?
Good. And I actually have a great one.
Do you? Okay. Yes. Spill it.
It's Scrubs. It's brand new, right there on Old Virginia, across from Walmart on Old Virginia Road, next to the Big O Tires. And you can do the Big O Tires, you can do the car wash, and then you go to the pot shop right next door.
Scrubs. I've never heard of it.
It's
wow.
They're great. Their machines do great work.
I want a car wash that doesn't do that unlimited washes for a monthly subscription deal. You know, I used to love my car wash until I'll tell you, Jimmy's. I used to go Jimmy's all the time, North McCarran.
Right.
Until they did this unlimited, you know, you can come get a wash here every day for just $19.95. Yeah, thank you for bringing in the hordes. Thank you for packing the place with the riffraff who go every 2 days and crowd the place.
Well, when I was driving for Uber and Lyft, I was going like sometimes twice a day, depending on where, you know, where I had been. Like if it had been a snow day or something like that, and I would go there after a run. They got me all dirty and snowy, and clean off. So twice, I think maybe three times was my max one day.
Yeah, I can wait in line behind the subscription monthly people. But these are the same exact people who hog the vacuums. They're typically the detailer type. And you sit and you wait and wait and you give up. I can't tell you how many times I've driven away with a wet car because I hate subscriptions.
Well, good. Try Scrubs because they've got 20 vacuums.
Scrubs, okay. I will. Thank you for the tip. And now you're going to pack the place. And
yeah, right.
Now you'll keep your mouth shut.
Julie and her husband are great. I have actually talked to the owners. So.
Oh, man. Well, invite them to the show.
I will do that.
I have lots of car wash talk to do. Okay. Well, speaking of the weather, post on the Tahoe Reddit yesterday. You're not going to see this on your local news. But, you know, on Reddit, people say it like it is. And somebody posted PSA to the skiers. There is no snow in Tahoe. The post goes on. Yes, the resorts are barely open, but it's early December. Limited runs are open and conditions are terrible. The snow is melting and open runs are muddy, says this person. Stop asking the same question over and over. If you're making a trip up here to ski, you don't know what you're doing. I'm going mountain biking today. Seriously, it's going to be 65 degrees in the Carson Valley today.
That's funny. I remember normally at the end of the ski season, where you could go snow skiing in the morning and water skiing in the afternoon. Right now, you could do that here, too.
Well, I have to ask, is it really that bad up there, folks? Because if it is, and these out-of-town skiers believe the news stories about all the great snow they have, and oh my gosh, we're making more, plenty of snow, they're going to be very disappointed and maybe not come back, and they're going to remember that, and we need them to come back. I saw this study from the state that says outdoor recreation across Nevada provided an estimated $24 billion in economic benefits in 2023 and jobs for more than 75,000 people. So if the skiing is not great, you maybe should tell them before they come here. And then, you know, they find out it's not quite true, which, okay, all that doesn't apply if the skiing up there is good right now, only if it isn't. But enough about the mid-December heat wave. Okay, today is Wreaths Across America. It's going on right now. It just started 12 minutes ago. Let me see. It's the one December set aside amidst all the sights and sounds of the holiday season to remember the veterans who have passed on and to teach the next generation the value of freedom. Boy, do they need to be taught the value of freedom. Wreaths Across America is all about placing wreaths on their grave sites. Not the next generation, no. The veterans who passed. It's a national observance to honor and remember those who served their country. In Fernley, at the Northern Nevada Veterans Memorial Cemetery this morning, representatives from each specific military service, Army, Navy, you know, Guard, laying a wreath at a flag representing each branch of the armed forces. It began there at 9 o'clock this morning. It also just started at Eastside Memorial Park in Minden and Garden Cemetery in Gardnerville. In Carson City, they're doing the same at Lone Mountain Cemetery at 10 a.m. At the Northern Nevada Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Fernley, they are laying down over 9,000 wreaths on those grave sites and holding a very respectful, solemn ceremony. So if you're in the neighborhood, be a part of it and stop by. And God bless those volunteers putting the wreaths on all those grave sites. Local news that you should be aware of. There's a public meeting now scheduled next week to discuss potential new sparks to USA Parkway roadway connection. The RTC of Washoe County is inviting residents to gather this coming Wednesday at Red Hawk to talk about solutions to the daily commutes between Sparks, Spanish Springs, and the Reno Tahoe Industrial Center. And this meeting comes at a time when many residents are, how do I put this politely, feeling a bit of strain of relying on I-80 as the only direct link between growing neighborhoods in Sparks and one of the region's largest employment hubs at USA Parkway. At the meeting, you can learn about the RTC's Northeast Connector Feasibility and Alignment Study to determine whether, number one, a new connector could meaningfully reduce congestion on 82, improve safety, and three, offer residents and workers a more reliable way to move through the region. Let's just cancel the study because the answer to each of those is yes, okay? We already know. The public meeting, oh, this is good, folks. The public meeting is this coming Wednesday, December 17th from 4 to 7 p.m. Yes, 4 to 7 p.m. That's when all of us are stuck in the traffic coming back to Reno, and we don't get home till 8 o'clock. What the? I can't go to it, but I hope somebody bring, there is a train solution in this study. You know, it's hard to be stuck on eastbound or westbound 80 from USA Parkway workers, and you're stuck there on 80 and you look over and you see these empty railroad tracks. Am I wrong? Can't that be the solution? Just right there? Commuter rail? I'm sure it's cheaper than building two extra lanes of I-80 for 13 miles. The tracks are there. Get a commuter car, you know, for the workers. They can take that, and then the travelers on 80 can get our highway back. You know, I know those are, somebody's going to call, remind me.
Oh, you know, they're Union Pacific tracks.
Yes, I know, but you know what? 95% of the time when you look at those tracks, there's no Union Pacific train there. It just, it's the solution. I know what the problem is. It is too simple, that we have to do feasibility studies and do months on that. I'm just saying. I may run for something. The Carson City Sheriff's Office came out with tips. You locals apparently don't know how to operate a roundabout. We're going to get into this roundabout situation in town. Unload at 775-884-9910. Honestly, it's going to be a great day. I am psyched. It's beautiful out there. I even like the freezing fog. This is wonderful. And it's a Saturday morning. It's early weekend. Put that smile on your face. I'm John Potter, live and local. Back after the break. Let me see. FM News Talk time. 9:17.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter, live and local, 9 to noon. Okay, local news story, Channel 8 here. The Carson City Sheriff's Office came out with tips yesterday for locals on how to operate a roundabout. Locals is a word that Channel 8 used in this story, and I do not like how they say the locals are the problem. You know, that's what newcomers from like California say, that Nevada drivers are the worst. I kind of doubt it's all locals. Carson City has a roundabout. This is why the sheriff's office put this out here. There have been problems at Carson City's roundabout at South Carson Street and South Stewart Street. You have the big one there, as well as several single lane roundabouts throughout the capital city. Obviously, we have continued problems with roundabouts. If the sheriff's office put this out there, they say, quote, key rules and guidelines for roundabout use. Travel direction. All travel moves counterclockwise. Wow, they had to put that in there. I hate to think that they did that because some people have gone clockwise in the roundabout. I haven't seen it, but it must have happened. Number two tip, yield to entering traffic. Entering traffic must yield the right-of-way to all vehicles, pedestrians, and cyclists already within the roundabout. Okay, so here's the thing. I know, just as an example, I know a very sweet older person who was doing it the opposite way. When she was in the roundabout and she saw somebody wanting to enter the roundabout, she stopped to let him in the roundabout. And she got some honks for that. Why was she doing that? Generally, I think our longtime residents are apolite people. And just like the rules of the zipper merge on the straight streets, we pause and we let the other guy in. It's being considerate, right? Not in a roundabout. You go in only when nobody else is there. When there's a gap in the roundabout, that's when you go in there. See, now that takes some rewiring in our polite Nevada brains. I personally, myself, I have no trouble with roundabouts. At first, I was doing what she was doing, you know, letting people in, but now I'm okay. My problem with roundabouts are the ones that are like two lanes in a circle, and sometimes you don't see any lane lines there in the roundabout. It's like, where am I? But right now, I drive them like a champ. But you know what? There is just something about that Legends in Sparks roundabout. I don't know what it is.
Have you been over there since they did the new one?
When did they redo it?
The past 3 months. It's all new.
Well, okay. Well, I assume they fixed the whatever it was that upset and panicked me when I was in there. I don't know what the problem was with it that threw me off, you know. But okay, I'll try it again. What's the difference? You drove it, didn't you?
I've driven it. I'm over there about once a week or so. But yeah, it's more definition on where your lane is going and how to get to where you're going.
Good. Okay. All right. Well, all right. I do like going to Legends, and but you know, as you approach it, it's all this apprehension. And I'll tell you what, a good thing about roundabouts, they do make you sit up in attention, though. For that, I'm grateful. You got to be alert, always behind the wheel. Now, this other tip from the Carson City Sheriff, approach and lane choice, reduce speed as you approach, and choose your lane, left lane. Use to turn left, complete a U-turn, or go straight. Okay, I don't know what that's talking about, but roundabouts are okay with me, and here's a pet peeve of mine. If you're exiting the roundabout, if you see a turnoff that you're going to take, I don't know why you don't use your blinkers. That's what they're for. Nobody does that on a roundabout. You know, they don't turn the turn signal on before you leave. I mean, no, use your blinker. Well, that never happened, so I tried, folks. And it says here the most common roundabout error is failing to yield the right of way. I guess that's from the folks who just barrel into the roundabout and, you know, they just let things sort out in there as they may. Okay, there are more drones in our world. More are coming to watch us. I just got this email from the, Carson City Sheriffs again. They will be showcasing their new drone as first responder program, in addition to providing insight on other law enforcement technology used to protect our community. We invite members of the media. Okay, and this is going to take place on this coming Tuesday, 10 a.m., 911 East Musser Street. We will learn about the new Carson City Sheriff drone program. Just a couple of days ago, the Reno Police announced they signed on with Motorola to get drones. So now Reno's getting them. Carson's getting them. You know what? I think, and now I'm not kidding here, I've heard that this is common with the police agencies in our area. If one police agency has something really cool, the others want it. And I think Reno wanted the drones because Sparks Police got them earlier this year. And
whatever they have, we want too.
Have the drones been helpful? Well, I think the major negative is the privacy concern thing, which kind of remind, you know, when I was in Las Vegas working at Channel 13, I did a story about it was a few neighbors in this one weird section, this neighborhood of East Vegas, who would sunbathe nude in their fenced backyards. It was the craziest thing because the nude people were out there, but they didn't like people trying to catch a look at them. And the drones just reminded me of that story. You know, back then, people had to climb trees, you know. I don't know where I'm going with this, but anyway... I don't know if drones are good or bad. I personally have questions about the effectiveness. I got naked people stuck in my head. I'm sorry. The effectiveness of what these drones can be, because as I understand it, as I read into these, the flying range of these drones are just 2 miles. And I'm thinking, it'd be a lot quicker to just drive the patrol car out there 2 miles away at the most that this drone can fly from its remote controller. I understand the theory that it gives you the wide view of seeing something, but, you know, helicopters did that, and, you know, helicopters can go further than a two-mile radius. And
cost about 10,000 times more.
The helicopters do?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
You know what?
Flight time.
But I was flummoxed by, I think it was the Reno program, saying their drone program is $1.5 million. How could it be that much money? I mean, obviously, they're not going to Best Buy and buying the $300 drones.
No.
Are they buying these from the Pentagon? You tell me. You do the show, Craig. Go ahead. Make it make sense.
I can't make it make sense. It's government.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, John, the drones would have helped this last week in that search off of Eastlake Boulevard for the individual, you know.
The bad guy who
yeah.
was, he hasn't been convicted yet. Watch it, Sean. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you know, I don't know. Usually neighbors see the bad guy and they call up and say he's here. More tales from Grandpa Potter are coming up. Oh, actually, no, we have our guest. Derek Lee is up. We're going to be talking health. We're going to be talking pizza and Italian food later from Garibaldi's. And other fascinating guests. One is appearing at the Carson City Nugget. Tell me ahead of time, do we have tickets for that Mel K event?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, folks. Stick around, tickets, and more fun, and it's all local. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:31.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Hey there, Derek Lee. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Hey, John. Happy holidays to you as well.
Yeah. What do we have here? You got me some capsules and an envelope. Do I open this now?
Let's have more of a Christmas card to you and Kathy, but you can if you want.
Nah, it's okay. I'll put it till later. Put it down by the Christmas tree at home.
There you go.
Have you decorated?
Yeah, Kathy decorated the tree. She loves doing that, so I just kind of let her go to town.
He has a different Kathy. We're not sharing the same Kathy.
Different Kathy.
That crossed my mind.
Your mind. Oh, my gosh. We're not going to get into that. Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com, has a new product. He's kind of giddy. He's kind of excited about this. Add this one to the selections at BrainHealthFormulas.com. Let's get into it. Tesofensin.
Yeah, it's this is a new component. It's I didn't make it. It was actually developed by pharmaceutical companies to attempt to be able to address Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, which I thought was weird. That was their goal when developing this, was to attempt to do to address Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And so they did one stage of clinical trials, and it did not have any benefit to Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. However, what they did experience was a majority of the people who were overweight that had those who were in the clinical trials, they lost on average about 10% of their body weight in 6 months.
And so, what caused that?
What tesofensin does is it activates neurotransmitters in the brain, activates dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine. So what happens when we are activating those three neurotransmitters in a fairly large amount, then it reduces appetite, it increases metabolism, and we feel good. And when we feel good, we don't want to eat as much, because when we eat is really eating is mostly about emotion rather than actually nutrients or nutrition to fuel and refuel our bodies, especially in America. And so what this component does is it activates those three primary neurotransmitters, and increases metabolism, reduces appetite, and you feel great all at the same time without feeling jittery. And so in comparison to tesofensin, to even something like Ozempic, in 6 months, people actually lost more weight taking Tesofensin than they did on Ozempic in 6 months.
Multi-effective.
It is. It's great.
Not only lose weight, but if it's affecting those neurotransmitters and your, you know, serotonin, dopamine, that also lifts you in a better mood.
That's correct.
And also probably energy, you know, motivation.
Yeah.
All controlled through that.
It's all pretty really fascinating. It works very well. People have told my research team has lost a pretty substantial amount of weight in a very quick amount of time. One person lost 10 pounds in a month. And that's all they did was just take the Tesofensin first thing in the morning. And so there's a lot of studies. I did not post any studies on the website. I put that together by 8 o'clock last night, so I was kind of tired already. But there's a lot of good information there. People can Google it if they want to do more research on their own. There's a lot of information available. And so we just we put it together. Some of the information says taking Tesofensin long-term can deplete receptors. And so rather than dealing with depleted receptors, we built in the repair mechanism at the same time so we don't deplete those receptors. So there's a high probability we can take this long term without ever reaching a depletion point.
Is that your product name, or is it an actual ingredient by that name, Tesofensin?
That is the ingredient name. That's the active ingredient.
Wow.
in this formula. And so there's a lot of information that's available on the website, or on our website, brainhealthformulas.com, also on the internet. Just Google Tesofensin, and there's dozens and dozens of manufacturers selling it at very high prices.
So your product name is actually just the name of the ingredient.
Yeah, it's more of a trigger name because there's so many other companies selling it. It doesn't make sense to try to go against the grain when that name's unknown.
Well, Google it, folks. Tesofensin. S-I-N-E. Okay. Tesofensin. Tesofensin.
It's also on the front page of our website right now, too.
Oh, well, that...
It makes it easier.
Brainhealthformulas.com. Read all about it. Is it an amino acid?
It's pharmaceutical companies developed it, so it is based on amino acids, because amino acids, in order to activate or stimulate those three neurotransmitters, it has to be based in amino acids. It can't be a chemical compound because that will never get to the brain. So it is based on a chain of amino acids. It's a small molecular peptide that's very active.
The pharmaceutical companies developed it. What did they do with it?
They never released it because that didn't work.
It would probably interfere with the big sales of something else.
Right. Didn't have the effects they were looking for, so they just scrapped it.
Tesofensin at brainhealthformulas.com. All right. Other news, other Derek Lee news. You have a stronger version of, this was also new, what, last week, week before?
Yes.
SLUPP332.
Yeah. So so that's going to be available probably Monday. We'll have it up on the website Monday. So instead of 10 milligrams or 10,000 micrograms, we're going up to bump it up to 25,000 micrograms.
Stronger.
Yes, 2.5 times stronger. We found it to be more efficient. People notice effects more quickly. And so we'll have that one up Monday or Tuesday. We had that up last night, but we also added a new bundle to last night to address high emotional state that this time of the year has, to help reduce anxiety, to help us navigate this stressful time coming up. So we put together this holiday bundle also. And so this SLUPP332 is part of that bundle. And what that does, what that component does, is it mimics exercise. So it engages our mitochondria at that exercise level to help us burn fat more efficiently. We do not increase body temperature. We doesn't increase heart rate. It just is activating the mitochondria to process lipids, to process fats more efficiently. And so our research team has been experimenting with this for the past several weeks. And some of the results they've had have been pretty extraordinary. Some people have seen growth in toenails just by taking, and this is people who've had toenail fungus. People have had reversed a significant amount of neuropathy have been reversed based on the SLUPP332. Here's a big one. It has improved gum disease in just a 3-week period of time. People who have had chronic bad breath, their bad breath went away within 5 days of just taking this. And so it's been pretty substantial with the results, which science doesn't contribute to this because science hasn't defined any of this, but this is what my research team has developed or has experienced. And so we also have recognized that it's improved symptoms like eczema, alopecia. There's another A word in there, has a skin disorder. Can't think of it right now.
SLOOP-PP332.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. And you've, all the experiments that have been done, there's no upper limit of how much you can take. And so we're just slowly navigating this process to maintain a lower price, to be able to maintain efficacy, and to really see how much it can benefit us over time. And all of our research team, on average, without changing their diet, without changing the exercise routine, they lost up to as much as 3 pounds. They lost a pound a week by doing nothing different, just taking this product alone.
Is it easy to find at brainhealthformulas.com?
Very top of the website. Pretty easy to find, yep.
Hot new stuff there. You're very excited about this.
Yeah, it works really well. It's fascinating.
Yeah, and great data. Aren't discoveries wonderful? This is a golden age for science.
It is. It really is.
Where's this ingredient been hiding all of our lives?
SLOOP-332. I don't think they ever put it into clinical trials because they would put the cardiologists out of business. It reverses heart disease, and the clinical trials say that as well. So I don't think they ever did clinical trials because of how beneficial it can actually be.
I don't think anybody will doubt that this is the most stressful time of year. We have so many things to get done now.
Yeah.
And what's the solution? I mean, I personally go by the thought that I use a dial instead of a switch. And instead of not doing this and not doing this, I just dial it down.
There you go.
Dial the efforts and the time devoted to something. It's all got to fit, so you have to do it that way. But we're going to take a break and come back. I'd sure like to hear a solution from you about handling the stress, the anxiety, the pressure that we are all feeling this week. And unfortunately for many, probably year-round. Anyway, I'm John Potter with Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com. Phone number 775-884-9910 if you want to ask us or Derek a question. We're going to take a break. Be back very quickly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 946.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, 950. I'm John Potter, live and local with Derek Lee. No kidding, I have 7 holiday parties to go to.
Wow.
We're just talking about stress during the holiday season. That's not stressful for me to go to 7 holiday parties, but it is stressful for those folks who are putting on those parties. I'll tell you.
Wow.
You know, when we put on our parties, it's like a half week of work.
And
it really
is.
That just adds to everything.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about your solutions to be found for stress at brainhealthformulas.com in just a moment. First, question for Derek. This is Judy calling in from Tahoe. Hey, Judy, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Good morning.
Hi.
Did you hear me? I said good morning. I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry. I am supposed to say good morning back. Got to follow what Mom and Dad told me. Anyway, Derek's here. Judy, go ahead.
Hi, Derek. I have your Restore Dopexol and Miracle Liver, and then you said something about the SLUPP2 first thing in the morning. So can I take all of these things together?
Yes. They don't conflict. They actually will compound off of each other. The Miracle Liver works differently. That works on generating enzyme production in order to break up fat and to break down fat cells. And the SLOOP-332 is working on the mitochondria. So it engages the activation of being able to use the fat as a fuel. So they work from different areas, all working together to get to the same end result, which is us carrying less fat.
And then also I take apple cider vinegar first thing in the morning, and then I wait a half hour or so to take the Restore Antipexol and Miracle Liver. Should I just ace the or get rid of the apple cider vinegar, or do that after the Restore Antipexol? And
I believe that doing the way you're doing it is probably optimizing the uptake of everything, actually.
And I have to ask, Judy, how are you feeling?
Old.
Well, we can't stop the aging process. He hasn't found something yet that does that.
I just started, so we're waiting on this to be happy.
Oh, that's excellent, Judy. That's great news.
Thank you, Judy.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Take it easy, dear. All right. Okay, so stress during the holidays, what you got for us in your storehouse here? BrainHealthFormulas.com.
Dopexil and oxytocin nasal spray are going to be the two things that specifically will work on emotion. And so the oxytocin will help us bond to ourselves, to help us to enable us to feel more connected, to enable us to feel more compassion, more empathy, to be able to understand where people are coming from, where we become less adversarial, less aggressive. Oxytocin helps calm down a lot of those issues that help us get overwhelmed, like helping to reduce anxiety. It helps to reduce inflammation in the brain. Oxytocin is very, very kind in a lot of those ways. Helps with memory, too.
Dopexil and the oxycodone nasal spray, both at BrainHealthFormulas.com, focused on stress there, among many other attributes. Like, I'll tell you, that Dopexil, took it this morning, and I'm having a great time here.
I
nothing can spoil my mood.
Yeah.
Even the story about Catherine Cortez Masto not getting me down today. Is there, aside from your excellent supplements, what are some mental things like training our brain? There are things we can do to be more happy, positive, energetic, maybe something that works for you. Is there a program or schedule or something you just do every day or a motivation that comes from something you practice, Derek?
You know, one of the things that I'm a very key proponent of is doing things to challenge ourselves, doing things, simple tasks. It helps our brain do things differently also. So our brain gets in the habit of doing things just like we do. We get into a habit and we like to maintain a routine. We like to do things habitual because it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so the brain gets bored just like we get bored if we do the same thing every day, day in, day out. And so our brain gets stuck in a rut also. And so one of the things that simple things can be as simple as if we always open a door with your right hand, that's just habit. That's comfortable. That's natural. Well, just to throw some variables in to get your brain to start functioning a little differently, try opening the door with your left hand.
Uh-huh.
Try opening a jar with your left hand if you're right-handed, because that is very uncomfortable. That is very complex. That challenges the brain and your body to do things differently. And so when we start to do those simple things differently, that changes how the brain functions, which starts to open up doors to where we can do other things in our life differently. And we start to adjust without actually putting any thought into it. So just doing those simple things differently, like opening up a door with our left hand instead of our right hand, starts to change how we do things.
I love it.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Makes your brain happy. Brain is thinking, hey, this is cool.
Yeah.
I've never done this before.
It changes everything.
Well, I have a practice too. I'm not going to take up your time talking about it, but it comes from my favorite podcast, the Huberman Lab. From Stanford neuroscientist Andrew Huberman, and it has changed my life. Aside from your great products, but I have guests on for the rest of the show, so I have an opening at 10:45, folks. 10:45, I'm going to reveal to you what has brought great happiness and motivation to my life at my old age. Okay, so to recap, we have the new product, Tensofensin. Tensofensin. It's at BrainHealthFormulas.com. You already have testimonials?
My research team. We always do trials. We always experiment with it. We always make sure that something works before we put it to the public. So we've experimented with this, and the results are pretty sound.
Super.
Yeah, it's great.
And you have a new, stronger version of SLUPP332.
Yep. That'll be available Monday or Tuesday. And then we have the holiday bundle, which is Restore, Dopexil, and the Sloop 332, because that helps us chew up fats more efficiently. It works on the mitochondria to become more active in breaking up fats. And so it will help us keep the weight down during the holiday season, going to all the parties and just engaging and embracing all the great sweets and treats that are around this holiday season.
Wow. Okay. And the holiday bundle, is that a value buy?
Yeah. You actually save about $50 by buying that bundle versus just buying the three components individually. And so we just put it together as kind of a Christmas gift to anyone who wants to try it or anyone who wants to just experience something to, you know, potentially reducing anxiety going into this holiday season.
Save $50. That's a great deal.
What's
the name of it on the website?
I just have it labeled as a holiday bundle right on top of the website.
Check it out, folks. And what a combination you put together for the holiday bundle. Save $50. BrainHealthFormulas.com. I can't wait to open the card you brought me.
Thanks, John.
Yeah. I always hope for some money.
That's great.
All right. Hey, happy holidays again, and Merry Christmas to you and Kathy Derrickley.
Thank you, John. Have a happy holidays.
There you go. BrainHealthFormulas.com, folks. We'll be back. We're going to be talking reverse mortgages, how they can put some money in your pocket next. 99.1 FM Talk.